Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when I was talking about ways that I've been blessed this week, another way that I was blessed is that on Tuesday I went to what's called the Winkle, the pastors in the circuit to get together for discussion, and we have a worship service and we receive communion. And the host pastor also, we receive communion also. Well, this past Tuesday it was at St. John's Lutheran Church in St. James. And Dr. Peter, who I had had as a seminary professor, he's the vacancy pastor there, and he preached. And I think Dennis will say we were both blessed by his sermon. And I'm going to be honest with you today. And he gave permission when someone said they were going to steal part of it. Portions of the sermon are going to be taken from Dr. Peter's sermon to us this week. It was, to me, it was really a touching sermon, so I hope I don't mess it up for him. But it was, and he preached on the gospel lesson from today. One thing he brought up was fear. Fear is mentioned several times in here. Don't be afraid, fear not, everything. And he talked about, and I, how often this is in the Bible. And I actually went and did a word study on this. And I put in my computer the words, fear not, the ESV version, and to see how many times fear not appears in the Bible. 33 times. Then I looked up, do not be afraid. The same thing happened 33 times. I thought that was really neat that there was both 33 times. And I looked up, I think it was have no fear. And it was 4 times. That's okay. It's very often we hear in the Bible, fear not, do not fear. And the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. What does this mean? Luther says, we should fear, love, and trust in the Lord above all things. Now, sometimes people might want to minimize that. We shall fear, love, and trust in the Lord. And it is fear as in he's awesome and everything. But we also fear. What does he promise if we are not his people? What does he promise if we don't believe in Jesus? Eternal damnation is what he promises. So we should fear the Lord. Our eternal life is in his hands. I'm going to talk about his hand later on today. So he feeds the 5,000 plus women and children, about 12,000. And he tells the disciples, get on a boat and go to the other side and I'll meet you later. They don't say, well, how are you going to get there? They don't think to ask him that. And then he goes up on a mountain for some alone time. And what does Jesus do in his alone time? He prays to his Father. Whenever we read in the Bible that Jesus has some alone time, he's praying to his Father. Never hesitates. Prays without ceasing, it says. So the disciples are out on the lake, and we have on this boat at least 4 professional fishermen. We have Peter and his brother Andrew, and we have John and his brother James, the last two being the sons of Zebedee. 4 professional fishermen on this boat. So they're used to the sea. They know what can happen on the sea. And all of a sudden, this really big, bad storm comes up. Have you ever had storms come up in your life? I'm sure you have. We all have. And they're just being buffeted and everything. And then in the fourth watch of the morning, they've been out there for hours. Hours. All of a sudden, they see something coming toward them on the water. And Dr. Peter said maybe it was through flashes of lightning they could see the form coming toward them. And what do? They become afraid. What do they cry out? It is a ghost. They see something supernatural. They think it's a ghost. And they have fear. And Jesus, hearing them say this, he calls out to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Take heart, it is I." We just sang in the hymn, "He in the Lord's name is the great I am." And if you notice that when we're singing it, the "am" there was capitalized in little letters also. I am. Moses, when told to go talk to Pharaoh, he says, "Who do I say sent me?" And God says, "I am who I am. Tell him I am has sent me." I am. The Hebrew for that would be Yahweh. The Greek, it would be ego eimi, what Jesus says. I am. And when Jesus says, "I am," take heart, it is I am. I myself. He's saying, "I am God. I am with you. Do not be afraid. The great I am is with you. I am Yahweh. I am God. You know, not need to fear." I had a phone call from my nephew the other day. I haven't heard from him for a while. He's probably about 51 years old now. And he's gone through a lot of things in his life, different things. And there was a time that he would have been antagonistic against God. I don't know that he ever stopped believing, but he was antagonistic. And in the phone call, I noticed that on his Facebook page, he was talking about a trailer moving some things, and they had a couple flat tires, you know, and so they had difficulty. And I go, "Where are you moving to?" And he said that his sister and brother-in-law have some property in Utah, and they're selling that and bought some more, so they were moving their stuff from one to the other. And he talked about these flat tires and stuff, and he goes, "But God was with us that night." And when he said that, that just made my heart really excited. And then, I had a dream. It was like he mentioned, was it okay? Was it reasonable that we were afraid that night? Or was it unreasonable? And this isn't something he said, this was in my dream. Reasonable and unreasonable. Is it reasonable that we become afraid? I would say yes. If it is unreasonable, is it unreasonable that we become afraid? I would say yes. Because God is with us. But in this world, things happen. There's bad things out there. Have you noticed that? Bad things out there? Yeah. Even ourselves, sometimes we do bad things. We don't do what we should be doing. That's why we confess every Sunday and we receive absolution. Absolution that I speak, but doesn't come from me, it comes from God. So there are things reasonable to be afraid of, but it's also unreasonable because God is there with us. And he will take care of us. Give him our fears. He is there with us each day and every day. as he has promised to be. Do not be afraid. Fear not. The reason those phrases appear 33 times each in the Bible, because God gives us what we need and he takes care of us. So everything's good in everything. Jesus tells them, relax. Don't be afraid. I am here. And Peter, I feel sorry for Thomas. We call him Doubting Thomas. But here Peter is having doubts. Yeah, Lord, if it's really you, have me come out on the water with you. Yeah, Peter, sometimes you should learn just to keep your mouth shut. But this needed to happen. So Jesus says, come. And so Peter gets out, and he's walking on the water. He's going toward Jesus. His eyes are on Jesus. And the storm's still raging, the sea still, the winds are still pounding, going, the waves are pounding. And Peter takes his eyes off Jesus, and he looks at the danger, and he becomes afraid again, and he begins to sink. He's going down, and he cries out, Jesus, save me! Jesus reaches out with his hand, his right hand, and he pulls Peter out. He pulls him up, and he saves him. Right hand. Now, there's nothing against you lefties, if anyone's left-handed here, but the word for power is dunamis, and in that culture, the right hand was seen as the power hand. I could get more into that, but I'm not going to. But, so, the right hand. So we see that Jesus sits on which hand of the Father? The right hand of the Father. The right hand, the power hand, the hand that pulled Peter out of the depths of the water. Have you ever had that hand, that powerful right hand of Jesus, pull you up? This really hit me when Dr. Peter was talking about the powerful right hand. And then we took communion that day, and I almost wish we had communion that today. Because when we went to take communion, to receive the body and blood of Christ, and his hands were nailed to the cross, nails going through his wrists, and they're stretched out. He's bloodied from all that has happened to him. He was suffering. He was dying. He's being crucified. That right arm was there. And with that right arm, while he was nailed to the cross, he reached down to all of us, to all people. And he pulled us out of the depths of our sin, the darkness of our sin. And he brought us into the light of salvation. On that cross, Jesus did that. So while I'm receiving his body last Tuesday, I'm picturing him on the cross, reaching down and pulling me out of the depravity of sin that I've got myself into, And then when I'm receiving his blood, his true blood and the wine, I'm picturing him with all the scars and the wounds and the blood, still thinking of us. Do not be afraid. It is I, as he pulls us out of the depravity of our sin into the light of salvation. And I picture that. And I know sometimes, not seeing any of you, but some people could take communion for granted. Please don't. Every time we come go to communion to receive his body and blood, his true body and blood that he gave up for us, just remember all that he went through, and he's still lifting us up out of the depravity of our sin with his powerful right arm. He grabs onto us and he doesn't let us go. And he has promised that he is with us even to the end of the ages. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you have no need to be afraid. Jesus is with us through everything that we go through. The struggles in life, the sin that goes on around us, the sin that we do, this broken world. Jesus rose from the grave and he has ascended into heaven where he sits at the right hand of God the Father. Well, he will return to come and take us all to spend eternity with him. But while we're waiting for him to return, and we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly, we have time to tell others about his powerful right arm. And while we're waiting for us, he has given us works to do. Not for our glory, because not for earning us anything, because that can't happen. We can't do that. But for his glory and for the benefit of our neighbors. That's why we have the rummage sale. That's why we have worship service. That's why we have other missions and other things that we do. It's not to make ourselves look good, but it's because God has done so much for us and for other people. His powerful right arm pulls us and saves us. In the name of Jesus, amen.